Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
U.S. labor market is still solid, at least for now, and that's good news for young workers looking for a little summertime employment. For more on this, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by CBS News Senior Business Analyst Jill Schlesinger. Thanks so much, as always, for being with us on this Monday morning.
Wonderful to join you.
Thank you. And before we get into the virtue of a summer job, it was a banner May jobs report. But you write in your Jill on Money blog that there is a warning in the household survey.
Yes, because, you know, like we see 339,000 jobs added, a very strong number, better than expected. The previous 2 months were revised higher. So also good news there. But in that household survey, we learned that 440,000 Americans said they lost their jobs last month. So the unemployment rate did rise. It's not scary rise, okay? Because we are still at very low levels of unemployment. 3.7% is still very close to those historic lows. But again, worth watching. It was a 0.3 percentage point increase from 3.4 to 3.7%. And again, if we start seeing those numbers escalate and increase, I think that's when we're going to start to say, wait, is the labor market starting to roll over? Is something changing dramatically in the marketplace? We don't know yet, but that's what the warning is.
How's the job market for younger people this summer?
Well, it looks like it's going to be a strong one. There are still a lot of job openings for those entry-level positions that mostly that a high school or college student might say, all right, I'll flip burgers for the weekend. That's fine with me. I'll be a lifeguard. Although we are seeing the many of those jobs remain open. But if you look at the youth labor force, it grows substantially every year. Last year, it grew by almost 13%, 2.6 million young workers entering the labor force for those summer months. We are suspecting that it'll be something close to that this year. I love the idea of a summer job. I'm just going to put my personal finance hat on. It's a great way to learn about how to decode a pay stub, open a bank account, save for retirement, all those building blocks of personal finance right there in your own summer job.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to be honest here. I've got a college student. I'm not quite finished with college. She's going to be coming back. Hopefully we'll be a barista, because I also feel like that type of work, interacting with the public and getting your face out of the computer, is so important.
Absolutely. And, you know, listen, customer service skills, you might think, oh, that's silly. Who wants that? You know, I was talking to a bunch of my friends because I knew I was doing writing this piece, and I'm like, oh, tell me about your best job and your worst job. And so many people said it was one and the same. It was the job where I learned, like, I better learn how to do these things because I know I'm going to need them. So I actually have a friend who was womaning the fryolator at her local McDonald's, and she was like, well, that was a good news for me because I knew I never wanted to do that again. And another who said she was selling, listen to this, Publishers Clearinghouse subscriptions, not an easy job getting people on the phone. She goes, well, I learned I never really was going to be able to go into sales because people would say I have too many subscriptions, and she'd say, I know, me too.
ouch, that's a tough one. So here's another rub. Some of these kids are getting in on the gig economy. My daughter discovered that she could make more doing DoorDash than being a barista.
Well, I mean, so that's nothing wrong with that. It's just a little bit more difficult. It's an interesting lesson that you can show her, which is, yeah, you are only as good as your willingness to hustle. No one's paying you by the hour, right? And so if you go and do that and you do a DoorDash, you have to incorporate how you are going to pay your taxes, how you're going to save. It's a whole different mindset of saying, well, I'm self-employed versus working for a person, and how you manage that process can also be really helpful in your future. But of course, I'm sure you're going to do this. You're going to say to her, okay, every dollar you earn, we're going to set 20% aside to pay the government, 10% for your savings, 10% for your long-term retirement. I know you've done that already.
Okay. Speaking of which, saving for retirement, this is very young to be saving for retirement. You've got a very specific way to save for retirement.
Well, first of all, if you're working for a company, many companies will allow the young people to actually participate in their 401k plans. If not, they can open up a Roth IRA. And you know how you encourage people to actually contribute to retirement? You say there's a match. And why does that have to just be an employer? Maybe you, as a parent, can say, For every dollar that you put into retirement, we, as the parents, we are going to contribute some portion of that. Maybe it's a 5%. And you can say, hey, I'm going to give you free money. It's going to go into this retirement account. You want to collect it? You got to contribute.
I love this idea. Thank you so much, CBS News Senior Business Analyst Jill Schlesinger.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.